Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Smoke and Joe Thunder podcast.
Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor. Bringing the latest and greatest in hip-hop and the arts and cannabis culture. With co-host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin.
I don't do weddings that much. Right. But like for some reason, I had two weddings the weekend I did Kayla Ray's show. Wedding on Friday and Sunday in the mountains. And then I had Kayla's show in Colorado Springs.
Get all the weird requests at the weddings.
Yeah. yes, I do. But
shout
luckily,
out Kayla Ray.
Yeah, but Kayla Ray, yeah, I just want to talk about Kayla. She killed it in Colorado Springs.
Super dope.
The Black Sheep, she was dope.
That's tight.
And so many people came out.
Yeah, Neighbor
thank
Nate.
Thank you for everybody. Neighbor Nate came up there.
That was dope.
Too
was
late.
Killed it for sure.
It was a great show. Yeah.
Dope, right on.
Look it up. You'll see a lot of highlights of it.
Definitely. So. Well, yo, today we have a very special episode. We have the beautiful THC girls in the house.
Ooh, we got queens in the house.
Hey. Yeah. Why don't we go around and introduce ourselves so I don't butcher any names. We can start with you, Devaney.
Sorry. Hey, it's Devaney.
And next. What's up? It's Krista, owner and operator of the THC Girls. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you. Shout out, Joe.
Of course. Yeah, thank you for being here for
appreciate
sure.
Appreciate you guys.
And we have the other two that have been here before, of what course.
So we're vets.
Well, yeah, been here. Seasoned podcast.
Well, I'm glad I'm here because I wasn't there with them last time.
Yeah, you weren't here last time.
I missed you.
I heard it was cool.
Yeah. But my name's Bradley. This is DeShayla.
What's up?
Okay. Is she busy smoking?
We're over here smoking.
I just got to say, it's so nice to have all this female energy in the house.
I do love it.
Definitely.
I love it.
So, for sure. No, thank you so much for coming out. You guys got a lot of really cool stuff going on, not just here in Denver, but all over the country. You guys are really killing it. You guys are really coast to coast. It's a cool little thing you guys got going. A big thing. You guys got a really cool thing going on. Why don't you talk about it a little bit? I know you guys got an app coming out. It's huge. So please, share
like
with us a little
how
bit
you
about.
Started,
yeah. Like, go into the whole shebang.
I'm like, looks like you got a big empire.
You're
going,
killing
like,
it right now.
I just want to hear your story.
Yeah, let's hear
sure.
it. Let's hear it.
The THC Girls. You know, we've been in this space for as a business and brand for 7 years now. So it's been a long journey. I've been in the space for about 14 years myself. Heavy in the cultivation side. I've been through the medical aspect in Denver, and as it went recreation, I started the THC Girls. So at the beginning, I really didn't know what it was, you know. And right. We were just grinding in the mix. And
it started here.
Yeah. Wow. I started it here in Denver.
Wow.
I was working at all the cultivations, and they really didn't have a way to market their product.
Right.
You know, and given the fact that I was in the mix and, you know, I was working at all these places, I would go and I would have, you know, t-shirts, branded t-shirts. Everybody with me, we'd all be, you know, smoking the product and repping the gear. So it made a lot of noise. And then really just evolved into, we do cannabis consulting now. And we work on full operations and marketing, everything really.
That's dope.
From seed to sale and then even to the consumers.
Wow.
And then we're working on an app coming here soon. So
that's dope. Yeah, I got way ahead on that, but that's so dope. You were talking about that
so
earlier.
Dope.
I was like, that's so sick.
Appreciate
like, I just wanted to make the point, like, you get an app. You're doing some things. Like,
yeah.
It's super tight.
So how did you all start? Like, what made you think of having an idea of THC Girls, first of all? And, like, just how did you go about that? Like, what made you have this idea of just what exactly do you offer as a service
so,
for THC Girls?
What made me start the THC Girls is, I was in the cultivation space, and I was like, you know, as recreation came about, I was like, damn, I'm going to start my own business and stuff. You know, what can I do? And me and a couple of my friends, we started a tour company.
Okay.
And we called it the High Country Tours, you know. And really, in order to promote it, I started throwing events, and I really saw that I could really connect the brands with the community, and I saw that I really had an act for bringing people together, marketing, all that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So as recreation came about, all the dispensaries started allowing people to kind of tour their buildings as a marketing plan for themselves, you know, so it really wasn't a competitive, you know, situation. So I stopped doing the tours and really took off with the THC Girls. and continue to build my career in the cultivation side, meanwhile continuing to incorporate the THC girls.
So the THC girls, they go to events and like, or so what exactly, so how, what's the service like? So if somebody hits you up, be like, I want some THC girls for my event, they just come out and like promote everything,
yeah,
promote the all the like whatever cannabis company
brand
that wants you. And then
so we do a couple different things. We got like the THC girls that are like Shayla, Bradley, Dev, where they go and they'll go and help set up and execute the actual events, or they'll go work booths, or we'll do some creative marketing with on social media and all that kind of stuff. And then we really have a full force of consulting too, where we have thrown, you know, we've thrown little events at nightclubs, and we also have thrown conventions across the nation in Oregon, Florida. Here we've helped a lot with the Indo Expos and stuff like that. So we have a huge background in events. So we do that, and then
events
more so,
for sure,
we incorporate that with like our marketing and all that stuff for the brands we do the operations for. So it's really a full-on package. We could come in and start a whole entire business, and then we help them scale.
Nice.
And then we have all of our foot soldiers, you know, that we're ready to build community with, and they're
nice.
A part of the community. So it really helps us penetrate wherever we need to be.
The brand engagement is huge,
yeah,
for sure.
And
I've seen it first. It's pretty dope.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
So, and
what
then
you do
that with social media too, like you'll have like influencers.
Yes, social media is tricky. You know, we run social media pages, and then we also create content, and then we also connect like brands and ambassadors and stuff. So they have good relationships with people that, you know, we have branded content, we'll cross promote, build together. So a lot of stuff with social media.
So, like, just what would it take to be a THC girl? So if there's a girl, somebody out there that wants to be a THC girl, what is... How did they become one?
Perfect idea. THC girl would be in this space, very heavily involved in the community, bud tenders, growers, stuff like that, but not limited to. You know,
yeah,
we have a lot of stylists, and we have a lot of people that just do their own businesses and entrepreneurial.
The vendors,
you know,
and stuff like that.
Yeah,
too,
stuff
right?
like
then
that.
What
so
doing, that's pretty dope.
We all build together, you know, so just... whoever's ambitious and ready to work, really, you know,
yeah,
and are dedicated, because it takes a lot of work to do all this stuff. It looks all glamorous and it's all fun and games, but it's a lot of work. It's a full-time nonstop.
That's, I feel you. I'm just, because doing events as a DJ, and
yeah, that's so much
book
energy.
Other people, like, I wonder, or do you like help book like talent too for
yep.
events and stuff?
Yeah, so
cool.
We do, man, we have a lot of relationships with celebrities. We do a lot of celebrity events. So we go in there and we have kind of many dynamics. We go in there and help choreograph like what's going to happen within the activations, the setups and distribution of the actual layout. And then we also come and bring in like sponsors and, you know, connect whoever's a good fit with that brand
mm-hmm.
to that match that event. So like we just did one in at the Ohika Castle just last month, and it was a huge event. So I had a company called Ouija's there, a company out of Miami. They do you know, delivery, cannabis delivery. So they went to New York, we presented them there, and, you know, we helped operate the event, and yeah.
Wow, so yeah, so you just, like, because if you don't research it enough, like, you'll look at it and be like, oh, there's THC girl. I imagine, like, just promo girls, but you all, like, actually had to have a background.
Yeah.
To, like, help people create stuff, like, it's like a business, it's a whole
right.
I mean, you help people consult, so that's really cool that you can do all that, like,
yeah,
your full package. You know, like,
yeah.
whatever they need, you can do. So that's pretty sick.
And a lot of brands don't have that connection to the
exactly.
community, don't have that, you know, that same engagement that you guys are able to provide, and, like, the penetration into, like, the market, people who are actually consuming. It's a really dope thing for people. I mean, I'm definitely trying to work with you guys. I want to do some stuff.
Yeah, and not
Bradley,
to
of course, to Shayla, definitely put us on and
yeah.
showed up for the birthday and all that. Appreciate you for sure. That was
that was
good.
A fun event.
That was
it was
share.
Definitely
yeah.
fun.
But it's tight.
It
makes a difference, though.
And not
it,
even
it
trying
really
to discriminate
is.
Anyway at all, but women having all, like, a women is, like, I love working with men, too, I'm saying, but, like,
nah.
women are natural nurturers, so, like, we just see things different in a different way, you know. So
kind of set the vibe.
That's appealing,
the energy,
right there.
Like the whole thing, for real. It's just that's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, and there's already a small percentage
it's
of
powerful.
Women in the industry, just in general,
exactly.
especially
right.
like growers.
Right.
So, I think it's cool because I found my niche. You know, like a group of people who all had some kind of like you said, interaction with the industry. Mm-hmm. But I think it's cool because we all have different perspectives. Like some of us are bud tenders. I'm a grower myself. And then other girls are just mostly like models or brand ambassadors. But we all kind of like mesh well together.
Yeah.
Everyone comes together by the plant.
So to be a THC girl, you need to offer. You need to have some stuff to help offer. Yeah. Like team. You know, it's you can't just be a beautiful girl that can just put on like.
We don't just smoke weed.
Yeah.
We don't just.
And smoke a lot, handle a lot of weed.
Everybody does have something to offer. Everybody definitely like, contributes in their own way and mm-hmm. puts work in it.
And even provides a network, you know what I mean? Like exactly. there's people that you know that definitely connect with. And I mean, just even listening to music, you know, we you're like, oh yeah, shit, yeah, facts. I know homeboy. And I'm like, oh, tight, I'm trying to get homie on the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's tight. It's really cool to have that connection for sure.
Oh, yeah. And you all are like part of the team. So I was going to say, like, what do y'all
so yeah, what's the application process though? What do you do? Like that's what you're I feel like that's what you're asking too. Like we'll see it? You know, what's your guys' application process? Like, how do you get on?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was asking.
Like, you know, you think you have what it takes to be a THC girl, right? Like
I'm sure they have to go through a whole interview process.
You got the whole thing. Well, yeah, like what is it? What does that look like? Right.
There's some girls, I'm sure there's many girls that want to try.
Yeah, how it works, basically, they'll apply or they'll email, and I'll touch base with them, and I'll have a conversation with them over the phone, seeing kind of where they're at within, you know, their dedication and time and energy and effort, explaining really what it's going to take and what we're going to do to facilitate what we're going to do, and, you know, just seeing if it's a good fit and the vibe's good, and, you know, there's, you know...
Just like any job experience matters.
That's where you give them the extra, like, I mean? This is a lot.
Yeah,
you need to understand.
Energy really is everything.
You don't just go stand out there and be pretty.
Yeah, it's not. You're not just
engagement
go to a
takes
party.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
It takes a lot to do what you do.
I was
like,
going to say,
real.
A lot of people do think it's probably just like,
yeah.
That's the
just
thing.
Take pictures right. and smoke weed. Like, right. it's a lot deeper than just like, looking pretty and smoke weed, you know? Like,
it is.
Some girls don't. I mean, no, mostly like
it's to move a brand, to move a brand takes a lot.
It does.
And
the whole person puts in mad work.
Yeah, I mean, it's
for real. Shout out to
appreciate it.
She
puts
in so much work for us. Like, just
super dope.
Just to make like different opportunities and different stuff. She makes a lot of shit happy. So
it's a lot of work. But I appreciate. It's fun though, you know.
But it's all worth it.
Yeah, it's all worth it, you know.
You guys have expanded. You guys have gone all over the country. And like, talk about that. How did you branch out first? What was the first opportunity you had to step out of Colorado and do this somewhere else?
And then international, too?
Yeah, yeah. I work with the Canadian group as well. But, in 2017, I got recruited, and I went out to direct a 35,000-square-foot greenhouse in Oregon. So as Oregon went rec... you know, we had a huge background, and they had recruited a couple of us out into the team. And, we sourced the land. We set up the whole entire project, you know, project managed the whole entire build out, and then set them up really to be very successful in the market. So I went out there as the director of cultivation, and then I pulled out Sanja Ganja. That's who I work a lot of the operations and projects with side by side. So... I was a growing the weed, and she was selling the weed.
That's dope.
And Devin moved out there with me, of course. And, you know, we had a real, real big, just huge traffic immediately doing the things that we were doing here in Denver. No one had ever seen that out in Oregon.
Right, right.
So we were setting up our tents. You know, everyone's dabbing everyone out. And all the brands are coming and bringing all their products and stuff like that. You know, had all the girls set up. So... It was really amazing what we were able to go out there and do.
That's super dope. And that was the first place you went to?
Yeah, so that was the first place that I went outside of Colorado. I have been all over Colorado, like from line to line, you know. And so we went out to Oregon for a little bit.
How did you have a lot of girls when you first started traveling? Like, I mean, like when you first, like, did you work with a big team? Did you have a big team before you stepped out of Denver? Or did it start growing even more even in Colorado? Or like, I mean, obviously, because you stepped out once, but like.
Yeah, no, I'm actually from Miami.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you did say that.
Yeah, so I actually had a Miami team strong, too, at the same time I was building Denver up. And I traveled back and forth a lot. So I really, you know, I was networking and building out there, you know. So we went to Oregon. And right away, you know, our strategy, of course, is utilizing the THC girls to penetrate the market. You know, so right away we got to work recruiting THC girls, and really, you know, being able to utilize them as a tool for the company that we were running at the time.
Okay.
So, yeah, we have THC girls pretty much scattered across the nation right now. We really put a hold on recruiting THC girls as we, you know, put efforts into the app. And now that it's getting ready to get launched, like, we're about to drop it.
Recruiting is going to be a lot easier and mainstreamed and all that.
Oh, yeah. Everything's going to be mainstreamed. Yeah, everything's going to be automated. That's everyone's going to be able to connect.
That's dope.
Really building a platform just for the community to get together and do their thing, you know.
That's super dope.
Yeah, the app is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Talk about that a little bit. What is it? What features does that provide? What are you going to be able to do with that?
Yeah, so the app, you'll basically be able to tap into my network and utilize, you know, pretty much all my resources. And over the years...
It'll be called the THC Girls app?
Is that the THC Girls app. Yeah. So thank you. Yeah, but you'll be able to log on and basically find... You know, Bradley and Shayla, Dev, whoever you're looking for, you know, you'll be able to access my network instantly. You'll be able to work with other vendors in the space, you know.
Oh,
and there's a very, very wide range of dynamics on on the app. There's coaches, there's, you know, more tech businesses, there's weed, like cannabis stuff.
Consulting and all
everything,
that?
Everything, yeah.
Oh, that's super dope.
There's tons. You pretty much, you know, anything you need, I've had to utilize it in the past decade, you know, so
that's super
I'm
dope.
Putting it all in one space.
And all those coaches, all those consultants, those are all women. These are THC women that are going out. Is it? Oh, so there's also other people that you're getting involved into this too, so there is like a... opportunity for men to work with
I'm not
saying that, but I was just saying that was gonna be dope too, even if it was all women. But that's cool that it is inclusive a little bit. Not that you need to be, but
so you have like teams of, like that can direct
sure,
whole events and do all that on their own. Like you just kind of oversee them.
Yeah. So like I've been working with Shayla forever, you know, and she knows exactly how I usually, you know, the expectations.
Yeah.
You know, so it's easy for me to count on one of them and reach out to them and you know, use them as my right hand to choreograph stuff out here. And then we are executing out in Miami, and then, you know, we'll travel and we'll do stuff. We'll meet up in other cities.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's good. And just continue to build, you know.
Yeah.
So how much do you have, like, how many girls do you... like have on average in each state? Like,
man,
I mean, you don't have to go there if I'm asking.
No, I mean, I've had up to 40 THC girls at one time.
Wow.
And that's that's nationwide.
A lot.
That's
across,
wow.
Yeah, it was a lot, and it was getting
a lot. I have I know,
but that is
I've managed staff, and I'm like, that's fucking insane to have 40
so that
people.
Is nationwide.
I don't
nationwide,
even have close to
that
many.
It's
gonna
be so much easier with the app because everything is gonna be booked through that, so it's gonna be like less,
it's gonna help you out.
Yeah, like everyone go ahead,
look at you,
you know?
Look at this,
do this.
I love meeting people that make me feel like I'm growing as I'm like talking to them, you know what I mean? So like
that.
No, I respect
that.
That's like,
amazing.
Good for you. Like,
what do you see for the future?
Props.
What do you see coming next?
A lot, man.
I mean, anything that you want to share that's not strategic, obviously.
Like, every day is
but like,
something.
You know,
we got a lot in, in the mix.
Really?
Yeah. We got the app coming out. The consulting side that I work on the projects, I'm working with the team to pursue an application out in Florida for an MMTC license, where you have to be fully vertical, which is a huge, huge responsibility.
Right.
Is
what
a
is
huge,
the
huge spot. Just like MMED.
What's that mean?
You know, like the medical
marijuana.
Oh,
okay. Sorry.
You know what I mean?
I'm just like asking the questions
that
maybe people might
medical
not know.
Medical marijuana enforcement division.
Yeah. So it's same thing for Florida. You know,
right.
The regulations.
It's MMED out there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had to throw extra M on. No, that's cool, though. That's super tight.
Yeah. So that's one of the projects. I have a whole bunch of projects like that,
that's
you know,
cool.
That we work on.
But yeah, definitely growth and new stuff, and that's cool. That's really cool to see somebody from out here. I mean, a brand that started out here going nationwide and being something that wasn't thought of somewhere else, and something that, well, at least hadn't been executed right, you know, somewhere else. It's cool to see that, see that growth.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so you know, a question that we always ask on the show: do you remember the first time that you got high?
I think the first time I smoked, man. I think. It was a time I smoked out of a little pop can. You know, poked
classic.
A hole.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
for sure.
head back. Yep. I don't know when it was, but that's what I was doing.
That's why.
You know, I don't know.
No, you don't remember the age or anything?
You don't remember?
I was probably like 14, maybe. Yeah. So I don't know.
Out and you just kept on going, or did you take a break? And then when did you like full time become a smoker? You know what I mean? Like,
No, I've been pretty consistent. You know, I've always smoked pretty heavily.
Yeah.
Like since then. Since 14. Since the can.
Yeah.
You know.
Like right around the can and then it done.
To around now. The can time, it was probably like, you know, I found it or this, you know, oh shit, you know.
Smoke a little here and there.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm definitely a heavy smoker now. Yeah. Consistent daily.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's up. Yeah, no, I feel that for sure. Consistent daily.
Medicine, like.
Yeah, no, and we push that. We push that on the team, being a productive pothead.
You know? Right. Yeah. You can. You breaking can make the moves. Line. Yeah, you still.
Elvis does it constantly.
Yeah. People thinking you're not motivated.
I have been like, fuck, though. I'm high.
It's those indica. For me, I do well on the sativas. It's the indicas that just like, I don't want to do anything with my life. Stop. You know, like I just want to like watch TV and eat popcorn.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes you know, can like, get a little too in the couch, but nah. I mean, for the most part though, it's like, coffee could fix anything.
Yeah. Really?
Coffee martinis maybe.
I don't drink. I don't drink. So like, that's my go-to.
Those
coffee.
Are so good.
I don't drink. Weed and coffee. That's like Kusha coffee's my shit. That's all
Krista
I do.
Krista makes the best one.
No, I was gonna say like what. So what do you all do again? Like as THC girls too. You guys wanted to make sure if you all wanna have a few words.
Well, but it's like individual. It's like everybody does their own individual thing, but then we all do things together as well. So
how long have you been a THC girl?
For like I think 5 or 6
years.
Dang. So I was like a little baby.
For real.
I was a little baby on the team, but
it's been a long time now, so it's cool because everyone's kind of grown up together a little bit, you know what I mean?
It is like a family. It's like a lot shift. Like,
but you guys do stuff in the cannabis industry. Like, you grow. You for real grow. Yeah. That's super dope. The and cannabis, then like events and all the stuff, everything. Like, you're in the scene. You guys are in the mix.
I would say mainly it starts with, like, just promoting and word of mouth. And I do that alone just personally on my Instagram. I just, like, whatever brand is cool, I'll tag it. Or
you're great
cool
at
person.
That.
No, it's fun. I mean, why not? Because why else are you posting it? You know what I mean? You might as well. So, yeah, thanks. but, yeah, I would say it starts with promoting and then word of mouth. And then I love doing the events because, like, if a brand needs us to work for them, we represent them, but then we're representing the THC girls at the same time, you know?
And ourselves. New clientele.
Oh, we always meet new people.
So it's just the best.
And I've done some cool events. Like, I've done, like, I rolled blunts at a versus battle. That was so cool. So I was on stage while they were rapping, handing them blunts.
Hell
like,
yeah.
That's super dope.
Yeah. I love shit like
that. Did you want to get on the mic?
I mean,
you know shit. I heard you say it earlier.
I don't know. Like, hosting would be cool. I was going to say, too, this is like a little segue, but I always get questions from girls like, oh, I'm too shy. Do I have to be outgoing to be on the THC girls? And like, yes, but no, because you gain so much experience with everything that you do that eventually you get comfortable.
Right.
Because like I've just gotten better with public speaking, and then like networking is a huge thing.
You could not be into it and still be good at something. Yeah. You know, like
you have to like force yourself to talk to people too.
Exactly.
And then at the Versus Battle, that was the first time that since COVID that was like the first event that I went to. So everybody was like nervous to even shake hands. You know, we all had masks, and I'm like, I'm with the THC. It was awkward, but it was cool. So it like gets you out of your shell. Like I feel like that's the best way to not be shy. You know, so.
It makes you like more confident, I think, too. Like, we do photo shoots, we do different events, we just have like days together. Like, when I first was on the team, they was like, we just do like fitness days, kickboxing days. But even when we link up, we still like do like fun stuff. Like, I don't know, it's just like,
and it's all with a purpose.
So, like everything is so productive, but it's like. Fun. And we just like, I feel like she just like promotes, you know, it's just like all about being like the best you could be in like every aspect. And then like, you know, just like pushing and expanding too. So
That's true. Yeah. That's cool to do something that makes you happy and like gain from it, learn from it, literally make money from it and grow. And you know,
like, make it work. Everybody's teaching you something. Like when we're all together, you're learning something. Like every second, really.
Yeah, that's dope to have built that platform.
And you're a stylist. You said you're a stylist is it within the THC Girls? Like you do stuff with clients, or do you? I know you that's also your own thing. Is you're a stylist, but you travel, but you're probably able to do stuff with. Because you mentioned you have stylists in your...
Yeah. So we work with a whole bunch of different people within the space, you know? So and inside and out of the industry. So she's done a lot of stuff with the... Like, we've done fashion shows and stuff, but she kills it on her own. She has a lot of stuff going on.
Nice.
Yeah. Definitely doing a lot, that's for sure.
Yeah, so you do, like, you do makeup, hair, everything?
Just hair. Yeah, hair's just... That's just my thing.
Nice.
I work, you know, full time doing my own little thing. I'm in salons.
Yeah.
I'm working big events. I'm doing THC Girl stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm able to, you know, intertwine the two, you know, so.
Yeah. That makes it really cool. Especially when you like believe in the companies.
That's out there. You're doing that out in Florida too, right? What you guys are mainly doing it at right now.
Yeah.
You too.
We just relocated.
That's so tight. My bad. Yeah. You guys are out there right now. Yeah. That's so tight. That's really cool.
Yeah, so we're just here for a quick weekend.
Is that where you see the most growth?
Man, the East Coast is booming right now.
Yeah.
The West Coast is, you know.
Yeah, it's saturated.
It's oversaturated everywhere. It's, you know, the East Coast is ready to move. There's a lot of money out there, you know, and the West Coast, it's just a different world. Right. It's more, you know, like farmers and underground, you know, networks, cultivation coming to life.
Right,
yeah, exactly.
Right.
Having a go.
And then on the East Coast, the East Coast is just like suit and ties, like a lot of tech,
There's bread out there.
It's a lot of difference. So I'm trying to be out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I ain't mad at you.
You know?
Go to the beach. We actually didn't ask the rest of the girls the first time they smoked weed, unless you all asked.
Did you do the first time you smoked on the first episode? Yeah, what's up, Joe? Yeah, we were slacking on the last one. Oh, yeah. We smoked 29 blunts.
It was a lot of blunts.
29?
I mean, I was okay. I'm under exaggerating.
It was seriously a lot.
At one point there was 7 blunts.
Damn. Yeah, there was like six of us, seven of us total.
That
was a lot of them. Right before I went to New York, the one with, I forgot who we had, but the one we had, like, we all had a blunt in our hand. You always do it that way.
It's the best way to party.
I honestly think that
it's got the best weed.
The most blunts we smoked on a podcast.
There has to be a counter on our episode.
So when was the first time you smoked weed?
Yes.
First time, 8th grade, smoked out of, like, I think it was either a Ken or an Apple. Apple was my favorite.
Huh? You were, like, 14, 15.
Yeah, it was, 15, yeah. like, yeah, like yeah 14, yeah. 15. Yeah, but I just remember walking super far, all the way to King Supers, stoned as hell. We didn't know what to get, and me and my best friend get a box of Cheez-Its, and we smashed that whole box of Cheez-Its.
Oh, shit.
Like, right outside the King
yes,
Supers.
That's
your turn.
Cheez-Its are bomb. Side note.
Oh, right. Fire.
Just for sure. Shout out Cheez-Its. Thank you.
I was, like, really young. Kind of, like, you know, 12, 13, I think.
Oh, yeah.
But I have, like, older cousins. All older cousins. So
yes.
I just remember, like, her, all my older cousins' friends was over, like her best friend and her little cousin and stuff. We was outside and they had like 2 little pipes smoking weed. Oh, and I was just like, oh my God, my mom knew. But I could tell my mom anything now, so it's cool.
She knows.
She knows.
Now, but how long did it take her to find out?
I mean, kind of like, in middle school, I just, like, didn't... I started, like, not really caring.
So she knew.
Like, I've been smoking a long time, like every day, smoking it in the house, not caring. And then in high school, I was really bad. Like, I switched the bathroom lock with my room.
Oh, shit.
Doorknob, right. Okay? So, like, she couldn't open it, even if she wanted to trip. Like, oh, I mean, you could just trip outside the door. Which is so disrespectful. Like, I definitely apologize to my mom for, you know, being a little dude.
Damn, you're a savage.
But
it's crazy because kids just want to be able to do, they just want to be themselves. Like, Mm-hmm. We're, like, we should have every right. Like, we think that as, you know, as kids, we should, this is our life. Just like we do now. We have every right to live it exactly how we want. But nobody's saying shit to us.
She didn't even care that I was smoking. She gave a fuck that the whole house would, like, just
It stung. Back in the day, we had, like, a stinky weed.
Now I'm just like, damn, like, I apologize. Like, that is so disrespectful. You're cool. Yeah.
What about you? Do you remember?
I don't remember the first exact time, but I was probably around like 14 or so. Okay. Yeah.
Pipe? No, was it a can?
I think it was a little pipe for sure.
Yeah.
With
the little metal ones that screw off.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't even remember.
Those
but terrible.
Was it? Have head will
back
be
in the day.
I'm old. Yeah. Pipes are disgusting. Those are so gross.
So it burns the shit out of you.
So it burns the shit out of you. You're always all hot because you're trying to smoke a swag out them shit. Yeah,
I didn't start smoking blunts heavy till like senior year of high school. Yeah. But that's all I smoke now. I really don't enjoy
anything
joints
else,
right? Or yeah, anything else. I don't.
I'm trying to cut.
I mean,
back
I'll smoke
wood,
it,
so it's like,
but like, I'm not enjoying it.
Right. Smoking and dabbing in high school. Like, dabbing became popular like when I was
really?
In high school.
Oh,
shit.
So,
damn, girl.
Yeah,
no names.
Dabbing, I'm
no
like,
names.
Yeah, okay.
We had the rigs in the car. Nice.
So dabs didn't even come out until I was like, grown. I already had a kid.
Like,
yeah, just, I told you I'm a little baby.
That shit's crazy.
I'm grown now, though.
You I remember the first time I.
Swag? Oh, yeah.
I
used to
there's
smoke Reggie.
Yeah, see, like,
I used to love that
shit. No
I know, but you don't even know the disrespectfulness.
The swag I used to smoke
I
was a cat
that were this big. My, I had pounds that were this big.
Yeah.
Little ass.
Knock you out with it.
A whole brick. A whole brick.
So terrible.
I loved it, honestly. And then Chronic didn't really get into my neighborhood till I was like probably like a year later. From when I first started smoking, but it was like Blueberry Kush. That changed. That blew everybody's fucking mind. Yeah, I had to bike home. I had to bike home that day. And I just remember I was like low-key, like really fucked up. Like, really, really fucked up. Had to go home all super high.
Why did I smoke this?
Oh, I've smoked weed since the 90s. The early 90s.
It was
I'm not playing, but yeah. That's a... It's been a trip. Marijuana has definitely come a long way. Yeah, and I remember just, you know, getting pounds and there being half pound of seeds in the shit. Like, the worst shit ever, you know? And now I'm like, I just feel I'm so grateful for the weed I smoke now because I'm like, that shit.
Don't you think
testing that 2% ass.
Yeah.
I don't know how to ask this question. Don't you think that larger scale growers or grows, they have good weed, but it's like, it's so big that hardly it's not really taken care of, right?
Yeah.
It's not cured right.
It's not right.
Yeah.
The QC and the management, it trickles down, you know, when your place is too big.
Yeah.
If you don't have enough.
And I mean, if you have enough staff, that makes sense. But when you have a place that big, you don't want enough staff. That's why you have a big place, so you can grow a lot and have a little overhead.
Your business plan's like that.
You got the same overhead.
Like a tight team of people.
You know, so it's. It's definitely.
I just think the weed has changed from back in the day. I feel like it was way danker. It used to really stink up my whole house, like, but bad. House. And it used to be true skunk. I haven't
like
smelled
smoke.
A skunk ever in you know in the pot
I mean,
days these days.
I
don't know, dude.
There's some shit out there though now. Look, I think you're very nostalgic.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, you were smoking swag, and then all of a sudden, this fire ass weed came out.
Yeah.
And then we're like, this shit's the best weed I've ever smoked in my life. And then you smoke weed that's about that level for a long, 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 long time.
Because I got my med card when I was 18.
And then finally now weed's getting a little bit better, doing a little different things. Maybe it's getting worse at certain places. Mm. But like those first real good highs, like those are so memorable that I think we're really nostalgic about it. Like I have this weed that I'm like, that was the best weed I've ever smoked.
I'm like holding
still
on
to this day. And it was in 2008, 2007, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was the best thing. And then I'm like, is it the best? Because the strawberry bonanza is off the fucking chains. Like, there's some, like, skunkberry that we have that's like, your house will fucking stink. The entire thing. I promise
that's
you.
That's crazy because it was skunkberry,
eighth,
too.
You open
I'm
one eighth.
About in
like,
my head.
Shaklak, and your house
Let me
smells.
Smell it.
Watch.
Let me smell it.
Shout out, Llama. Llama Brand Cannabis, they got the fucking fire strength. Yes, but they're, I think we're real nostalgic, and I think our senses have definitely. You're around weed all day. You're a grower.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Get out of here. Got your house smells like fucking weed.
It's true.
You just don't smell
you
it.
You just don't smell it.
I'll be like, you stink so bad, and I'm like,
right.
An hour right. ago.
People are looking at me everywhere, and I'm like, oh yeah, I smell like
I smell a different type of, like, you just smell like blunts and like weed, but I smell like leaves and like a garden type weed. It's like different. It's a strong.
No, that's true for sure. I feel you.
Yeah. But I get questions in the King Supers weed. Or in a fucking grocery store.
It's still obvious
store.
Weed.
Mm. Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just, it's just garden weed.
They always ask me, like, you, got, you got pounds?
I love that shit. Oh, for real? You get approached like that?
All the time.
Oh, my God.
All the time. Because I just smell so crazy. Like,
that's crazy.
I go into the bank, I have they to, like, apologize.
Like, yeah, in the trunk right now. I actually I'm sell so them out of the sorry. Freezer in the frozen section over
it's
there.
It's fresh, for sure.
Damn, that's crazy. Damn, we're high as fuck right now. Mm-hmm. How about how much weed do you smoke a day?
I'm actually pretty good. I
you
mean,
keep it cool.
I keep it. Yeah, I mean,
I'm counting in my head.
Depends on the day.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean?
No,
like,
no,
what
no,
am
no.
I doing?
Monday, like, I'll smoke an eighth. Yeah. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm smoking a half ounce.
Yeah.
I'm like five blunts on average a day.
Yeah.
Five
dang,
or six.
I think.
Damn, I'm not even going
to
lie.
5 to 10.
Dang. Yeah, on the
a
weekend,
day?
10 for easy.
Oh, facts.
Honey.
A day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it, especially yeah. If you're with other people, if
yeah.
I'm with Bradley or
but
my
what if
sister,
it's just you?
And we're all rolling.
But what
five.
If it's just you?
I'm five blunts a day. At least like five.
So I'm not even going to lie. Like, stupid. If it wasn't for this podcast, like the podcast, I don't even, I can smoke. It takes me a month to smoke an eighth. Yeah. I don't
a
need
month?
To, like, I'll just. I'm just saying, like, I'll hold it in for a long time. Like, I don't even need.
She
I don't
has
like
one
to put
bowl
that
for
in my
like
lungs all the
two,
time.
3 days.
Like,
she just corners it.
No, I'm just yeah. saying, I don't yeah. want to smoke that much, like, to oh, feel the high.
Yeah.
I'm just, I don't.
That's good.
I'm
good for
I
you.
Yeah. I gotta stop smoking.
Like,
we
but,
need a whole bunch.
But since I've been with right. the podcast, it's like we smoke so much in that time, you know? And I'm just like, I'm a smoker, but I just like, I like to have my different kinds sometimes and just like have pick them, like, have it. In my little
are
cabinet,
you a connoisseur
you know?
Smoker?
Yeah, sure.
Top
no,
shelf
she don't
but
care.
But you like always.
I don't really care, actually. No, I'm not. It. I'm probably like the worst person to like.
She wants
like,
sativa.
To try to upsell
she
too.
She just wants
I'm,
a
like,
sativa.
I do like sativa hybrid, like hybrids, but sativa dominant. Right, right. You know, like.
That's it.
But I'll do. I usually like just to do sativa. You're
yeah.
right, though.
Right.
It just keeps me, like productive. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you
weed
guys like?
Good.
Indica, sativa. What's your jam?
I don't discriminate.
Care? You don't care.
No, I smoke it all.
You have
I
a favorite.
As long as this
I
doesn't
do
look
like
garbage.
I do like sativa hybrids, but
yeah.
I'm a smoker.
But I'll lie. Yeah. I like indica. It's just not.
We
I can't be functional.
Right.
I'm yeah. saying I like it all too.
Right. I like
I'm
it all
saying.
Too. And there's specific things in each of those realms.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I like OGs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I like fruity shit like too. Like the strawberry bonanza. I'm telling you, that shit's so stupid. We'll smoke. I got some somewhere over here. You'll see. I'll roll one up.
It's
but no, it's
I think hashberry is probably my favorite strain of all time.
Hashberry?
Hashberry.
Damn, I haven't tried that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, you definitely know what you're talking. Looks like you know what you're talking about. Cause I am a little ignorant to it, you know. But
well, they're cool just range. Like it's all the fucking same. I mean, it's really not.
I would
but
not
like,
be able
it's
to
just
tell,
a bunch of names.
It's an opinion
yeah, like,
too, and it's all opinion
together.
Based. It's all opinion
yeah.
based.
I'm
like everybody
different
likes
strain.
Different shit. Like
well, and I'm
shit that
like,
I think is the most. It's the best shit ever. I have homies that only smoke gassy shit, and they're like, that shit's.
Yeah.
Like, let me see this 92 OG over here, or whatever. I'm like, all right. But no, there's definitely a huge difference in, you know, people's taste buds and what they like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you have any favorite events that you guys have done? Like anything that you like this is the fucking, we made it. Like, you have anything like super dope that you've done? A favorite show that you've done?
We did the Mayweather birthday party in March. on Star Island at the at the yes. Scarface
That's
house.
That's what I'm talking about. That was what I was asking you.
Yeah, yeah. That was probably that my favorite right. one this year.
That's sick. Right. So was there a lot of different like celebrities?
Oh yeah, all kind, Pretty yeah. Ricky was there. A lot of MTV people. A lot of local Miami celebrities and stuff. I got a client there. We had product all over. Everyone's like, "Where's the weed at?" So we were able to hook them up. We had a Delta 8. I had a Delta 8 client, you know, when it first came out and it was hot. You know, everyone's like, what the hell? Smoking it and shit.
Right.
So it was cool. It was a cool event.
That's really dope.
Yeah, I never thought I went there, you know?
That's the craziest. Yeah, I think that's the best one. Like, I've asked people, like, what's your favorite thing? Oh, that's the tightest event.
Well, you know, if you never need DJs. I got sound in the East Coast. I got sound out here. I book DJs. I'm like, I'm your girl.
Yeah, I'll let you know. We have events coming up.
No, but that's dope. That's really dope. I just like, it's not even like that. It's like, not just because you do a cool, like, I respect exactly what you do. Like, you're a business woman. Like, you are a boss. Like, that's dope to see how far you've come. And then you're still doing stuff. Like, I could learn some shit from you.
Yeah, it's amazing to see what you've built and like the platform that you've created for other people to build and grow into themselves. Not just like grow into my shit and make my shit tight only. Right. Like, it helps you become. I mean, like you said, you've made connections that have, you know, made an impact on where you're going.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Elvis, it must feel so good to like be able to like pay all these girls are like to pay a bunch of people that do something that they love doing. Like like I feel so fulfilled when I just like book a DJ or like, you know, like, about that, Elvis, because you help a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think
it's very so rewarding. Much that goes into it too. I mean, you're building brands and that's very valuable.
Yeah.
A lot of people take that for granted.
What really matters is that you feel fulfilled and like happy. Like those are the things that matter. And you can tell you're doing something that makes you happy. You know?
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah. No, it's dope, and it's even better when everyone's just grinding and able to do it together, you know?
Yeah.
And able to piece the puzzle together, and it makes it a lot more, you know, it's a lot more better grind like that.
Right. So that's awesome.
Hell yeah. Do you have any events coming up or anything that you...
Shoot. We have a big event in South Florida for Halloween.
Oh, nice.
yeah, we have a huge one coming up. That will be the next one. Then we'll be at MJ BizCon coming up.
Oh, dope.
I don't know if you'll be going there for the conference.
What's that? Yeah, I don't know if I'll be making it out to that. Nah.
It's like the biggest conference of the year.
In Vegas, probably?
Yeah, in Vegas.
Yeah, that would be nice to go.
What is that?
Wait,
what month is it?
Are we going?
October 18th to the
23rd. Oh, it's so
cool. I want to go. Yeah. Where are we going?
Yeah, where are we going?
It's in Vegas.
I want to go to Vegas. No, I know, but I thought I was waiting for the confirmation. I want to go as a team, obviously.
Yeah, no, we've been figuring out our trip and everything, so
let me know the deets.
But yeah, that's next on the.
That's my favorite part.
People just want to.
Yeah. No, it makes a lot bigger impact when we're all together. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we're 10 places together, and it's like a scene. People are like,
right,
the hell?
What's going on? You know, shit, who are they?
Yeah, yeah. So it's cool. Down. You know, it's fun to kind of just spark it up.
That's super dope.
Well, I can't wait to check out your. I mean, I know I've been following you all for a while, but. You know, it gets oversaturated. I'm gonna just start diving more into what y'all do.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Seems cool as fuck. And
yeah, we're super shadow band too. So,
how can we find you on Instagram though, or just social media, your platforms?
At the High Country Girls is the name, THC Girls, thehighcountrygirls.com. You can find us, and we're on all the platforms. So,
sweet.
Yeah.
That's dope. You have any last shout outs? Any last words you want to give our viewers and
I want to shout out my Instagram, but it has a cuss word in it.
We've been cussing the whole time.
All right.
Where you been?
Motherfucking John.
What the fuck?
It's that be good weed.
This is a 21 and up. We're smoking weed. You're good.
So
fuck it.
We're going to kick you out. You keep cussing. I was like, fuck.
That's
like, don't do that.
Dang. Nah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like public radio. No, I'm just
like, oh, shit. That would be hard.
Shit.
Let me get him out real quick.
My bad. Sorry.
We're holding him back the whole time. Nah, but cool.
Yeah, can't what is it?
Motherfucker Jones.
Motherfucker Jones.
Yeah, so.
Check it out.
Follow. Instagram.
Make sure you're on it. Make sure you're on it for sure. Yeah. I'll make sure. I'm about to follow right now.
Motherfucker
Jones. Motherfucker Jones.
So
there you go. Here we go. Here we go, Elvis.
It's M-T-H-R-F-K-N Jones.
Oh, it was motherfucking.
Motherfucking Jones.
Motherfucking
Jones.
Motherfucking Jones.
Jones. Yeah. That's it. Motherfucking Jones.
Devin.
Yo, shout out Breezy for real for setting this up and lining it up for you guys. You know, I appreciate you coming through.
Oh
yeah, you're here in town for a little while, and I appreciate you. You know, taking the time out to come down here spread your story and what you're doing is super dope. Super dope.
Appreciate it.
Super dope.
Shout out to anybody you want to give out real quick before we.
Anybody? Shout out to you guys. You guys are my fans.
Shout out.
Shout out OG Debbie.
I mean, I would just say shout out Be Good and, you know, giving us this space. And they also told us this could be like a cool little headquarters. We're about to smoke up, whatever.
Sure.
We're
about to
throw
through.
Some cool parties and
we'll
shit.
We'll make some cool shit happen.
Yeah. Might get on these mics. thanks again to Joe, you know, Joe Thunder Podcast. Yeah,
shout out to Joe. We love you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah. Shout out to just Krista.
Thank you, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Boss lady.
Killing it, Krista. Right on.
Yeah. Shout out.
Motherfucking Jones. Killing it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you had it. Another dope episode. Smoking with Joe Thunder Podcast. Signing out. Hey. Yo, peace.
Bye.
Thank you.